Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm talking about ways to take the boring out of the bedroom, as well as taking your calls. Topics include this just in, 45% of Americans are bored with their sex lives. How do you stop yourself from becoming a statistic? Why doing just one thing different can mean a world of change in the bedroom? A role play-by-play, how to really get a good scenario going along with the results, and why you shouldn't compare yourself to your partner's ex, especially in the pants department. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com. Please subscribe on iTunes or wherever you listen. We love when you leave us a comment. You can also find me on SiriusXM Radio Stars Channel 109. I am there Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 Pacific, and it's amazing. You guys should totally call in. You'll get a free 30-day trial. sexwithemily.com/SXM. Call in. 888-947-8277. As always, follow us across all social media at SexWithEmily across the board. We've got some great stories on there, doing a lot of giveaways and tips to help you have better sex. That's what we're all about. Enjoy the show. 45% of Americans think their sex life is stuck in a rut. 7 in 10 of those admitted they could use a drastic boost in excitement when it comes to getting down between the sheets. I mean, that doesn't really surprised me. Like, I thought it would be more than that, actually. I feel like most people get into a rut. And if you just embrace your rut, like they always say this when you're going through like a stressful time, you're like miserable or depressed, like embrace your sadness, like embrace the struggle. And I fucking hate that, but I do. But the truth is, like, as long as you can like embrace this and be like, okay, you know, it's fine that we all like, it's boring or whatever, we want to spice it up. Like, I think embrace that boredom and then say we're going to make it better this year. I'm cool with that. It's the other part of this that is, we're going to give you some tips here. 62% rely on exactly the same positions every single time they do the deed. Like, it's the same thing. Like, it could be like those body lines on the bed, like when someone dies or something like that. Like the lines at like
the
a crime scene.
Missionary lines.
Yeah, like a crime scene. They're like, this is where you go. And to me, that like that can be great. You both get off, but there's just more to it than just the same old thing. So, and that 3 in 5 people want to experiment with new positions and they want to add some spice to their sexual routine. I thought I should give you some. Reverse cowgirl. Now, it's not that, like, it's cowgirl, woman on top. When you reverse it, it's the same thing, but you spin around. And you could even get off the penis that you're on and then place yourself back onto it. more specific instructions, but it can be really hot because your partner gets to look at you from behind, and that can be great. But also, you get to touch yourself. You can get more clitoral stimulation in that position. It's really sexy.
They're like the IKEA of sex, too. You have exact directions, too, which I love about you.
It's so funny you say that because we talked about this, that I've often not... You say, I can't talk about positions on the show. I thought it was harder because people can't see me, but now I feel like I want them to get it. But that was a good one.
Yeah.
Spinning around.
Yep.
Right. Spooning position. I mean, that might seem obvious, but I love spooning. When you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh, I want to have sex, but as soon as you're tired, like, just do it spooning position. It totally works. That's a great one. And then missionary with a twist. You can put your legs in the air over your partner. So here's the thing. Anytime you move your legs around in missionary, you're kind of mixing up where your partner can hit, like the different spots they can hit. So sometimes it can be like deeper G-spot, or maybe it's even brushing your clitoris more. I guess it wouldn't be in that position. No, it'd be more G-spot. But even putting a pillow underneath you, underneath your backside, and like so your pelvic floor lifts up. It can be a world of difference. Those are just like little tiny things you can do that switch it up. And I'm telling you, I did reverse. Do you remember this story, my reverse cowgirl story, Jane?
Yeah.
Is that what you brought? Whenever I would see that, like, she remembers. But one time I forgot about myself. And I was out with some guy I was dating, and I just sprung it on him one night. I'm like, I'm going to do reverse cowgirl. And I just did it. And it was like it was like I'd forgotten. It was like pulling out one of my old favorite. And I was like, he's like, that was so hot. Oh my God. I'm like, yeah, reverse cowgirl. Like, just, you don't know it. Just do it. And it's one thing I'm talking about that's like hot and different.
I feel like a lot of people forget about that position.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, if you're turning around, you just like automatically go into like some form of like doggy style. But it's like, reverse cowgirl is cool. And then if you lean back, you can still like,
yes,
that's how you can get more of that clitoral stimulation too.
Good, Jane. Right. Lean back. Exactly. And the not too, don't lean forward though.
Because then it's like, that feels
forward,
weird.
You no, forward you break his much. Penis. If you lean too far forward, you won't break it. I want to see the Lorena Bobbitt film too, by the way.
No, I've been wanting to watch that so bad.
I can't talk about broken penises without that.
But you're also talking about too, if I'm catching your drift, is that even with the spicier positions, even doing that same position every time is still wrong also. Like, you need to mix in a missionary or a spooning. Like, it can't just be reverse cowgirl either.
And you could go, exactly. And you could go to that your go-to position still, but just try something new, because you also might be surprised that it feels differently. Like, you're like, oh, I didn't know I could feel this sensation.
What's the best way in the moment, like, to kind of let your partner know, like, that you want to switch positions?
Oh, that's a good question. I think you're just like, I just get off and get back on.
Yeah. Emily's in charge.
If you're not Emily.
Yeah. Honestly, though,
if you're just a normal, if you're not Emily or Jamie.
Wait, what I just described was not a superhuman power. I just get off and go where I want to go.
You would think that, but so many people don't. Yeah. They just, because that's the thing. That's why they're having sex in the same positions, because they're sitting there and they're like, why are we not in a new position? But they're not doing anything about it.
I get it. Okay, so I get it. I've been doing this for a long time. So because like, everyone calls in, like, how do I ask her about the vibrator that she just used? I'm like, you could go home and ask her. Right?
Yeah, like
I guess
we said it
thing.
during the break. Like, no one's ever called you back and screamed at you. Like, she was mad at
me. Right. No, but you're right. So I think that you could say, this would be another great thing if you're not comfortable in the moment, is another great conversation to have when you're talking about your plans for your sex life for the new year. You could say, I think it would be hot. I love the sex we're having. Remember, ego stroke, both of you. Because the second someone brings up something about sex, we automatically think that we are bad lovers. Like, our partner could be like, so that's why I love the compliment sandwich. Babe, our sex has been so amazingly. Like, keep thinking about last week when you gave me that triple standard blowjob. That's actually not a thing.
Is that a thing? But,
I was going to say, that's a new one.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. But I
want one of those.
I know what a blowjob is.
And, I just made it up. Okay. It was like a skating triple dip.
Triple lots.
Triple, yeah. And that was so hot. And I was thinking, that got me thinking, like, wow, we could do so many more fun positions. What do you think about reverse cowgirl? I could get let's look at a book. Like, my book, Hot Sex, has some great, what I love about it is there's like pictures you open up to like any day and you're like, let's try this, let's try that. I mean, just go online.
Well,
Cosmo has a lot of positions.
I feel like one of the things you guys do so well here, I mean, when you guys are talking, is you give out homework too, which I love, because then it's like, all right, that's right. So like, if somebody's having that like stuck in the same position rut, what do you recommend? Is it like, try at least two new positions while you the next time you have sex with your partner? Like
one.
Just one. Just it should one. Just be a different position.
Just one position that's different. Because that's what thank you. Because Steve, you've reminded me of this earlier that like it's one thing. Like one adding lube. Thing. One yeah. conversation could yep. change everything. Saying just having that conversation, I want to try it. But no, I don't think you want to be trying a million different positions that because then that gets confusing. But because right. then when you try just you add just one new ingredient, a new position, then you can be like, oh, did I like that? But if you tried two, you'd be like, was it when my leg was spinning in the air or when I was hanging, you know, doing the double standard flip? You don't know.
All these
so
new
I
names.
Say one. I don't know.
She was going for triple axel blowjob.
It was
like,
triple
yeah,
axel. That's
job.
What I was going for. Yeah. Yeah. But there are a
I
lot.
Threw away my ice skates.
Exactly. Then. Oh, that was a really good one, though. Or just trying a toy. All of it is fun.
Well, that's what that was came in my pleasure package from you.
Which ones do you love?
I can't.
You don't
I don't know the names. We've only tried it once. You gave my wife the advice, like, you should try them on your own and, like, see kind of what you're into.
Right.
And we've kind of talked about, you know, that experience, and we've tried to incorporate a little bit, and it's been great. And one of the best advice I've ever gotten from you, too, you're like, this is going to be new for you guys. Like, have a couple of drinks, loosen up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing wrong with that, being,
no.
like, totally loose and talking about it before and after and, like, kind of checking in. And it was great.
Okay, good. I'm just asking. Well, I'll talk to Lauren because I need to know.
Yeah, Lauren will tell you.
Your Q2 package.
Do you know what it looks like?
Yeah,
because we could get.
I don't remember. Purple.
Yeah.
It could be the touch or
it's probably the
rave
touch. Of the touch.
We just know them. The we vibe touch maybe.
It was. Pink.
Is it clitoral? Like this
yes,
big?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's,
touch.
I love
yeah.
that one.
It was
I
dark in there,
with
guys.
Me.
I don't know
okay.
what's going on.
But
she took it out.
But that's a great one. And then we gave Nick a toy. Which one do we give you? The Atom?
It's the G-Vibe Mini.
Oh, the G-Vibe
yes.
Mini. That's a great one.
I'm excited to use
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's a really good. And that's a good one, too, for hand jobs and blow jobs, right?
Yes.
That's another little tip. We'll show you after.
You're gonna be
I mean,
girlfriend.
We will show you.
You're going to make my girlfriend so happy on
the way.
I'm so excited to break this out for her. She has no idea, too. I'm going to just be like, hey, babe.
Yeah. She's going to love it. Charge it before.
I will.
They come half charge, but it's never enough. That's my tip.
Yeah, you want to make sure it's at full power.
Emily.
I'll throw down the charger later.
One of the first times I ever met Emily was she was talking about the magic wand. And you were talking about it up there and you're like, remember that fucking plug? I would always kick it out and then you're trying to plug it back in
yeah,
and get going
terrible.
Again.
Yes.
And you're like, it's the wireless one and right. make sure it's always charged.
Always yeah. charged. The rechargeable magic wand.
Advice.
That's a great gift too. What else were we going to talk about?
Well, I was just going to say the worst
oh,
betrayal
we didn't get through
of time.
The study.
Yeah.
I got so off on a rant. Yeah.
Well, the study starts talking about sex toys, so I think that's.
Oh, I knew that. I felt that because I was like, there was something here I was going to mention to you. No, I did because I remembered earlier. All right, this is why. So, but there was so much more because 39% reveal they're embarrassed about using a sex toy for the first time. And another 35% admit to feeling anxious, while a further 80% are intimidated by the whole experience, which brings us to what Steve just said. And it got me back to like, oh, you're right. That is hard the first time. Like, I can get it. Like, that bridge of just being like, we've never used a toy yeah. to like, babe, I've got a toy. Like, what do we do? So it turns out, though, all these people want to use one. Like, they're like, those surveyed were more likely to try it if it was with someone they've been in a long-term relationship with. And so these are the 10 items. Also, top purchase from a sex store was number one, lubricant. Number two, a vibrator. Of course. Number three, lingerie. Number four, dildos. But oh, cock rings. Handcuffs, and then cock rings. So I think sex toys, too, you guys, if you've been wanting to try just one thing. I love the new Chopin, the Pave, because they have the crystals in them.
They're really
They're like
pretty.
Tiffany's box, but they're vibrator. Like, literally, it's like that other little blue box.
What's your advice, Emily? Because the advice you gave me was like, your wife should try them on her own and see kind of what fits her and what she's really into. And then you guys should have a conversation and then you incorporate it and see how
yeah.
it goes.
Have you done that part yet?
Yeah. We did
oh, you
all.
Asked her. You tried it. Okay.
Yeah. yeah. She tried what she liked and we got in there and
okay.
I just forget the name of it. But what I'm asking you is that, do you recommend everyone kind of goes that route, or is this something where you guys can try them all? Like, it could either way
I
works.
I think it's
or...
either way. It depends. I mean, honestly, if you've never used a toy before, I think that for women that we have so much anxiety already around our orgasms, and if someone's watching us, even if it's our like partner we love, sometimes you have to check in with the person. It could be harder because you kind of on your own want to test drive it and see how to do it, make your orgasm faces or whatever you do. I mean, hopefully you do that in front of your partner as well. So for some people, yeah, I would suggest that. But other couples are just like, yeah, let's just try it together. So I think it's a case-by-case basis, but I think it's good to talk about it first. Like, like Nick, you said you bring your own, but you probably talked about sex toys before with her, right?
Or have you we have, but we just never got around to capitalizing on the conversation.
Cool. So they've already covered it.
Yeah.
And then you could try it. Like, it'll be fun, and she might, it might be a new sensation, and it might, nothing might, she'll be like, yeah, that's cool. Let's go back to sex, and she might take it home and then play with, you know what I mean? Right. So there's a lot of different ways to go. I think it's really just checking in and seeing what people are comfortable with. But for me, I know, like, there's some toys I'm like, I gotta figure, like my G-spot, found it on my own with a toy. I wouldn't have wanted anyone else in the room. Yeah.
There are some toys that are like, you're like, okay, I need some time to like actually read the manual, think about this. Like,
yeah,
the Mystery Vibe Crescendo, that thing has six different motors.
It has six, it can be any toy you want. Like, it rolls around, it can be a cock ring, it can be like,
yeah,
a
it's
toy,
like, just think of like a 90s slap bracelet, but a vibrator, but bigger.
Yeah, and they can fall into different shapes and stuff. So you gotta read the manuals, all right.
God, working for you has really changed my life. Like, I'm just, these for are real, conversations, right? I just wasn't having in November.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we come back on to your calls. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread, so here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co.
Okay, let's talk to Marie. She's 48 in Illinois. She's got a question about role play with her boyfriend.
All right. Hey, Marie.
How are you girls tonight?
Great. Thanks for calling in. We love a good role play question. We love role play.
Well, my role play question is basically, this is going to be the first time that I'm actually getting into a character.
Okay.
And so this is we're planning this for tomorrow, and I have a great we have an extremely free, very open, very loving, intimate, like, it's an amazing chemistry between myself and my partner. So he's all in.
Okay.
The thing that I'm worrying about is, because this is the first time that I'm actually getting in character from head to toe, like with the whole outfit to go with who I'm going to be, like, I'm freaking out thinking, how am I going to stay in this? Like, I don't know if I'm going to laugh. And it's okay. I know it's okay if we start laughing, because we are going to laugh, because this is kind of silly.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't even know how to get my mind in that frame of, you know what I'm saying? Just staying in the character, I guess. I don't know. Maybe this is a silly question.
No, not at all. No, Marie, no silly questions ever on this show, because I actually think it's a great question. What I love that you said was, though, I know we're going to laugh, because you will laugh. It's your husband, you said? You've been with him for years? Yes.
This is my boyfriend.
Oh, boyfriend. Yeah. I said boyfriend. Okay. But whatever it is, it's awkward, it's weird, you might laugh. But I think, okay, so you have this persona. Do you want to tell me who it is or what it is? Who you are?
Well, yeah. I kind of came up with this idea.
Oh,
so
I love it. Okay.
He's a season ticket holder. Yeah, he's a season ticket holder for the Chicago Cubs.
Okay.
So I decided that I was going to be a Batgirl.
Okay.
And so I went and I got this really cute cute. It's like a totally sexy. I got it at Lover's Lane. It's like a Cubs little two-piece. It's got like the little studs, rhinestones around the Cubs logo, and I got like a hair extension ponytail with the baseball cap, and I'm going to, you know, I've got the stockings and the, you know, 6-inch heels. I mean, it's going to be the slutty Bat Girl, but my idea was that I'm going to, at dinner, I'm going to present him with like a little card just with the logo on it, because he knows I'm doing something, he just doesn't know what it is.
Okay.
And then when we get back to the hotel, because we're getting a hotel room, because we're both single parents, and like we want to be, when we do things like this, we don't want to even be in our own personal spaces. Yeah. We'd rather just place, you know, like a hotel. So anyway, so we'll go back to the room. So I'm going to need to first of all get dressed, so that's going to take me probably like 10 minutes, and then I'm going to be like screaming at myself in the bathroom like, oh my God, I can't believe I have to walk out there and actually do this. But I thought that what I would do is I would approach him and, you know, just call him by his last name, mm-hmm. and tell him that I'm the Bat Girl for the Chicago Cubs and that he is to receive the MVP treatment as a season ticket holder. And then I don't even know where I go from there. Like, I'm so nervous. And I'm so, like, flustered. Oh, my God.
No, Marie, I love this. Okay. This is so good. So you're going to come out of the bathroom in the hotel. God. No, deep breaths. We got this, Marie. I'm going to help you.
So, I know.
Okay. No, I get it. Because you're like, then what? I'm the season ticket holder. So you come out in your sexy outfit. And he's going to be like, oh, babe, that's so hot. I mean, he'll freak out. And you'll be like, yes, Mr. So I think we got to put a persona around this Batgirl. Like, I think that you should either write it out right now. We could talk about it. Like, what's your name? What do you do when you're not swinging bats? When you're not cleaning bats? Like, think about what you might.
Oh, I see. So that I'm totally like in a dialogue
you're
with him
when we're character.
Having sex, like about. Yes,
yeah.
See, this is what I need. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Good. That's why I'm here. Okay. That's why I'm here. I told you, we got you, girl. We got you. So you're like, maybe
okay,
you're
so
like,
I need a name.
Yeah.
And I need
where you're from.
A history.
Yeah. You got a history. You got the job because you're trying to like. You always were a Cubs fan, and when you were a little girl, your dad took you to the Cubs games, and your dream was to be a bat girl and meet nice guys like Mr. VP who could buy the fancy seats, and you've been looking at him in the stands buying his popcorn or going to the Cubs games, or I don't know, whatever people do at the Cubs. I've been to Cubs games, but I can't think of, I'm not a baseball person. But anyway, okay, so that would be something, thinking about who she is and like what you are and like whatever fun alter ego, this even give her a full-on name so you can banter about her, just decide who she is and where she's come from. So that would just be fun because you'd have some dialogue to go off of. You could even like write it out. And then as far as where to go from there, do you mean more about like what do you do sexually? Like, do you tie him up?
No. Because that, no. Well, what I thought I would do, yeah, no. I mean, I know, you know what I mean. When you're with somebody, you know what's going to happen. I know how that all will play out, but I guess it's going to be, because this is the first time that he's doing something like this too, like literally, you know, becoming, because he was so cute. He was like, babe, I'll do anything. I'll be Indiana Jones. I go, no, Indiana Jones is not going to go with what I'm doing tomorrow night. So no, right. We're not doing Indiana Jones. But I love his enthusiasm to want to do whatever. So if I tell him,
too.
You know, I don't even know, like, I know, it's really cute. So I was thinking maybe I would just, you know, have him, because I bought a blindfold, and I thought, well, maybe I'll make him sit in the chair while I'm getting ready so that when I come out, I can kind of be, you know, kind of walking around the chair a little bit, and then, you know, and then take the blindfold off, and then boom, I'm going to look like I look, and then he's going to be probably going crazy. But I'm going to need to, you know, kind of control.
Yes.
You know, I just feel like...
I love it. You're doing more.
I understand.
Do you get it? Like, so then you go out and you're like, hey, so I don't even know what that Batgirl's a real thing. It's like, I'm a Batgirl. Like, this is what I'm doing. Like, I've been looking at you for a while and I'm glad you got tickets. So this is your special night to treat you. And like, walk around, put your favorite music on and just be like, this is my favorite song. Or what about some fantasy that you've been seeing him in, like you've been looking at him in his seats for a while and you've always thought he was attractive and, you know? Something like that?
Yeah, okay, no, that's great. No, I like that.
You get
it? Because I wasn't going that far with it. Yeah, I totally get it.
This is what you do, so then you'll have something to fall back on. You're like the flirty bat girl.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Yeah, okay, you got it. Does that feel better? Think of her name, too.
Who's
her parents?
I got it. No,
what are her issues? What does she like to eat, you know? All right, give her a name.
I got it. Okay, okay, cool. Thank
well,
you.
Have, let okay, us know how it goes, girls. Marie. Okay, like, you got to call us and let us know how it goes. Okay, thanks, Marie. Okay, perfect. I love that call. I love a good role play call. Our last one was from Chicago, too. Remember?
Yeah.
Guy.
Marie, 48 in Chicago, has a follow-up on her role-play experience.
Marie!
We're so excited.
Oh, my God, Marie, tell us everything.
Oh, my gosh, girls, I just am calling back because I want to really encourage people to do this because
okay.
I'm telling you that I went into this. I was a total nervous wreck. I had no idea if I could pull this off, but taking your advice, getting into a character, kind of having a little backstory to her. So the long and short is this. I did the whole theme based around the Cubs because he's a Cubs ticket season holder. So when we got to the hotel that night, I told him, I need 10 minutes to get ready. I said, while you're waiting, I said, when I'm ready, I'm going to tell you to put the blindfold on, and then you're going to listen to what I ask you to do, and we're going to go from there. So I come out. I've got this adorable, like, from head to toe, I've got the hooker heels, I've got the stockings, the garter, this cute little Cubsy, you know, blingy little shirt thing, and the little matching panties, and, you know, and I got a ponytail extension so I could do my hair a little different, and I had the baseball cap, the whole thing. So I come out, he's in the blindfold, I said, I just need you to change your name, babe, give me another name. He gives me the name, I take the blindfold off, I introduce myself, I give him my name, I tell him, you know, I understand that you are one of the MVP ticket holders, and I am here to service you as one of our MVP fans, and I just wanted to let you know that I'm, you know, here for your pleasure this evening. I know we might be short on time, the game's going to be starting soon, but, you know, while we have this time together, let's make, I mean, it didn't even have to even go that far. It was so much fun, and here's the follow-up. That was Wednesday night, okay, and it, like, God. Was just an amazing, fun night, and today, out of the blue, he sends me the cutest text, blowing up my phone with all these emojis. He goes, oh, my God, babe, I'm at work. All I'm hearing on the TV is how it's the season openers coming up, and they're all talk about, you know, spring, the training camp, blah, blah, blah. He goes, and now all I can think of every time I look at the Cubs on TV is you and how sexy you were. And he's like, I cannot get you out of my mind with this. I'm like, yeah. I mean, it is a total, total home run.
That is a home run.
And you're talking about me.
Out of the park.
It is. It was a total home run. And I just want to encourage everybody to just totally have fun with this because everybody should be having good sex and everybody should want to have fun.
Yeah, like make sex fun again. Yes, I love this. And then did you know what to do? And then did you guys, like, then you had sex? He came out. I'm just, there, that was the question. Marie,
oh, God. Are you crazy? We had sex. We had sex for, like, the next 8 hours. It was ridiculous.
Oh,
like, it was so,
yes.
It was so incredibly hot. It was like, now, of course, you know, eventually we got out of the character mode. But, like, while we were getting going, I mean, we stayed in our roles.
I
and we
love
liked
it. You're like, wow, mister, I have to see your ticket. They might not let you. I mean, that is amazing. As a Batgirl,
yeah.
Marie,
oh my God, we love you.
You made my friggin' night, my weekend. I love you, girl. Good job.
Okay, we have John, who's 38 in Washington Township, and he says that his wife's ex-husband was really large, and he feels intimidated by matching it.
Oh, hey, John, great question. I'm here for you. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Emily.
Hi.
It's so nice to talk to you. I just recently found your station, and I love your conversations. It's really very enlightening to hear a lot of, you know, your comments and your help that you give the others. It's so nice. However,
okay.
As I was saying,
glad you found it.
I recently married. I've been dating my new wife for, we were dating about 3 years and been married now for 2 years. Her ex-husband was quite large. He was like 10 inches, very fat, you know, very thick, whatever you want to call it. A lot of girth, whatever. And I just feel so intimidated. And I just feel like she's lying to me when she says, oh, you feel perfect, mm-hmm. and this is so right. And I wonder, is she really getting satisfied? Or if a woman has something that's big all the time, am I not hitting that magic spot mm-hmm. anymore? Because that's what she was used to. And I'm intimidated.
I
really am intimidated. And I am extremely sexual. I love pleasing her, you know, and...
Right. Okay, John, here's the thing. You guys have been together. No, I totally get it. And I'm like, bum, she told you this, right? Because then now you got to be thinking about this big penis and you're like, mine's not measuring up. But my first question is, John, have you talked to her about your sex life? Like, have you guys talked about what really turns her on? And like, does she seem like she's having a good time? Like, is there anything besides your mind telling you otherwise? Have there been any other signs that maybe she's really not having a good time with you in the bedroom?
No, never. We are very, very open verbally. I am very open to anything that she wants to do. I always try to do something new and keep it fresh in the bedroom. She told me, and I tend to believe her because she seems, you know, we've been together for a while, and I think she's truthful with me. She told me she has never had an orgasm vaginally. You know, of course, you know, clitoral stimulation through oral sex, she orgasms very easy. She never has had an orgasm through penetration except with me. She said, you were the first one to make me ever have an orgasm.
Not a problem here. So, I wish I could high-five you here through the phone. John, not a problem here. So you, as a man in society, are obviously, like, you just need one mention of big penis, and that's all you've been thinking about for 5 years. And I get it. It's like that thing. You're like, there's a bigger penis. First of all, bigger is not always better. I can tell you, I didn't have my great orgasms. I've been with big penises, all the kinds of penises, and I'm telling you, it was not like the biggest penis in the world where I had orgasms, and I can tell you that's true for so many women. But what I can tell you is that your wife is giving you such good information right now that she's never had an orgasm, and I don't think she's lying about this. We don't lie about that. She's never had an orgasm during intercourse, and now she is with you. She's telling you that everything feels great. Well, no one does all the time.
Very difficult.
Guess what? No one does all the time. Some women do all the time. Most do not. But you guys just got married. Well, in just a few years, you'll keep learning. But it's not all about orgasms for women. It's also not all about penis size for women at all. It's more about penis size for men than it is for women. Because men are all like, oh my God, am I big enough? Yeah?
Can I ask you one more question in that same category there? Do any of these enlargement items, enlargement pills, do they actually work? Is there any way to really increase your penis size?
There's not.
No.
There's no way to increase your penis size at all. Your penis, and you know what, John? I wouldn't even let you. John, you're fine. You have to, here's what I think. This is your wife for life. At least, right? You love this woman. You guys are great, having great sex. She's having vaginal orgasms for the first time. You got to talk to her about this because I think it's going to make you feel better. And just be like, babe, I got to tell you, I know our sex life, or baby, our sex life is amazing. Whatever you prefer. It's so great. I love you every day. And I can't help you. That one time you told me about the guy with your ex with the big penis, sometimes I think about that. And I just want to make sure that I am doing everything I can to keep increasing pleasure. And like, let's do a sexual bucket list there. Let's have a plan in 2019 for amazing sex. And just kind of like, not in like a needy, like, was his penis bigger? But John, you don't sound like you would do it that way. Just more casual. Because it feels like, I don't know why you still think this, because everything is pointing towards you guys are having some great pleasurable sex, but it's your mind. And I'll bet you probably do this in other areas. It might make you successful at work to think about all the other things happening in the environment that you could improve upon. But in your sex life, right? Like at work, you're like, someone got a bigger deal, or how am I going to be the best in my job? I don't know. Does that resonate for you?
It makes a lot of sense what you're saying. It's mentally, especially if she like goes down on me, I'm thinking, oh my God, she's holding me and probably going, okay, looks like a real penis, just smaller. You know?
Oh my God. I don't know. Honey, she married you. That's the last thing. Women, like, no. She walked down the aisle with your penis. Like, there were no surprises. She saw it beforehand. She's wearing your ring. She's not going down on you every time going, damn, I wish this was bigger. Literally, I'm sitting here with six women and we're all like, oh my God, have you guys ever, with someone that you love, she's committed to you. She's not thinking that. You're thinking that. Total projection here, John.
I just didn't know if a woman had a big one. Does she always need a big one to be satisfied?
No. I mean, and those women, I'm trying to think about a woman who'd be committed to someone and being like, there's other problems in the relationship, I'll tell you that. If she's just some woman who's like, and they're not going to get you right. There are women who are size queens. That is not your wife because she wouldn't have married you. For sure, there's women who are dating around and they need a huge penis and they need all that. That's for sure. Just like men want really super large breasts. I'm not with those guys. Those guys are with Jamie. So what I'm saying is that's just how it goes. So you know what I'm saying? Dude, John, so it's the same thing. So this is all in your head. It doesn't make it easier. But whatever you can do to replace these thoughts, next time she's going down on you, you can just start thinking about how great her lips feel. All right, guys, I love you all. Thank you so much for listening. What a fun show. Thanks to my amazing team, Ken, Samantha, Julia, Michelle, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.